Bike friendly could mean a lot of things. It's a wide term. What do you picture when you think of bike friendliness?
Well, you can take it from its almost most obvious common folk ways of looking at the word friendly and all that implies. It means that people are courteous to each other when they pass each other on the street. They share the road, if we're talking about the bike-friendly way to express that idea. We're talking about people waving to each other when someone has shared a courtesy, like holding back from an intersection when they see a bicycle approaching. They don't need to plow right into the bike lane and block the bicyclist's passage. And bicyclists can express that by doing things like riding with traffic and using turn signals, or in the case of that may make a lot of motorists angry, using the symbol for braking and slowing down so that people waiting at an intersection aren't confused. Is this bicyclist going to run the intersection if there's a stop sign or a red light? I mean, that's a scary situation for everybody. So we can be friendly in a lot of ways by being courteous, following the rules of the road, and also by doing things like teaching our children how to ride safely.
Okay, so it sounds like it starts with attitudes, just how people treat each other on the road. And that would sort of imply that maybe sometimes bicyclists and motorists and others on the road have a little bit of hostility that they need to work out, or that misunderstandings can arise.
Well, they do. And that's, oh, I want to say the dark side of bicycling, if you will, because and it's hard to say what makes a person so angry at a bicyclist. Sometimes it may be that they're in a hurry to get somewhere and they resent anything whatsoever, even a red light, which maybe they clip, maybe a stop sign, which maybe the motorist doesn't stop completely for. This is something we are all aware of nowadays. It's kind of a crazy world out there. But for a bicyclist, they're going to lose in an encounter with a 2,000-pound vehicle, a 4,000-pound vehicle.
I'm wondering, when you're riding, are there passing practices that, maybe they're not quite to the letter of the law, but they give the bike enough room, nobody's in the lane. I'm just wondering how much you can fudge it, I guess.
I think as the trend of bicycling is growing, there's going to be a learning process on the part of legislators and on the part of drivers and bicyclists themselves. How much should you allow for passing? In a recent public safety video that MDOT put out, they recommend 3 to 5 feet. Now, common sense says if you need to take a little bit of the passing lane to do that and no one is in the passing lane, go ahead. That's legal anyway. It's a passing lane. If it is a turn lane, yes, technically, I suppose you're not supposed to use that for through traffic. But if no one's in it and it looks safe, then no one's going to get a ticket unless there's an accident for giving the bicyclist more room.
Do you have a vision, an ideal vision, if you had your druthers and you controlled all the aspects of this, of what you would like to see in Kalamazoo and the surrounding area in terms of making it that much easier to ride a bike to get where you're going?
If I could wave the magic wand, it would be on the awareness building front that everybody would be aware of the rules of the road that we're talking about. On the education front, it would be that everybody who is a motorist and everybody who's a bicyclist knows how to use the roads responsibly. And even if you're a child on a bicycle, only using the sidewalks, you still have to be aware of things like how should you pass pedestrians? Who has the right of way?
Paul Seldon of Bike Friendly Kalamazoo, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Sevilla. My pleasure.